Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski's confident he'll play in the Super Bowl. He suffered a concussion in the AFC Championship game 2 weeks ago, but has been back at practice and participated in public appearances ahead of Sunday's game. But Gronkowski must still complete the NFL's concussion protocol before he's cleared to play. WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer joins us now from the Twin Cities, where the Super Bowl is being held, to talk about that protocol and Gronkowski's pending return. Good morning, Shira.
Good morning.
So, Shira, let's start with the NFL's concussion protocol. Explain exactly what this entails.
Well, the protocol actually goes into effect once a player is thought to have suffered a concussion. It covers the diagnosis process, and then there's a five-step process that starts once the player is accurately diagnosed, and that's what everyone's been talking about with Gronkowski. It's what the NFL calls the return to participation part of the protocol. And it starts with step one, which is rest and recovery, and then it goes all the way up to the, you know, through the resumption of football-related activity to contact football and clearance by both a team physician and an independent neurological consultant.
So the steps are defined, and there's an independent neurologist involved in all this, but still the protocol has been criticized this season. Why is that?
Well, it's come under fire because there were some really high-profile on-field incidents during the regular season where officials had trouble diagnosing concussions or missed really obvious signs of concussion. I think the most memorable one was when Houston Texans quarterback Tom Savage went down on the field and then seemed to have a seizure. His hands were shaking. It's known as posturing by neurologists. And you know, that was a sign that something was not working correctly with the protocol. And I talked to Dr. Robert Cantu. He's a prominent concussion expert, senior advisor to the NFL's Head, Neck, and Spine Committee. But I should say he's also someone who hasn't been afraid to criticize the NFL on concussion-related issues. And he thinks the protocol is as good as it gets in pro sports.
The problem is not the protocol. The problem is following the protocol to the letter. Sometimes that just doesn't happen.
Cantu also pointed out that the protocol is evolving, and when problems occur, like what happened with the Houston Texans quarterback, you know, it leads to changes. After Savage was injured and wasn't correctly diagnosed, there was more oversight on what happens on the field. There were more eyes placed on players and the video that comes out of that, because fans saw what appeared to be a concussion, but the people who were on the field didn't really have a good view of what appeared to be a seizure afterwards.
Now, we should say Cantu is not treating Rob Gronkowski. Was he surprised at all at how quickly the tight end has recovered, essentially?
No, he actually wasn't surprised, because as an expert on concussions, he saw the aftermath of Gronkowski when he got up and was wobbly a lot differently than the average fan.
When Rob Gronkowski got up on his own 2 feet, wobbly as they were, and walked off, that was a really good sign. He didn't have a history of a bunch of previous concussions that are going to make him at risk to have future ones or recover slowly.
And Cantu went on to say that statistically, Gronkowski had a better than 50-50 chance of being asymptomatic within a week. And if that was the case, you know, he felt that Gronkowski could rapidly progress through the protocol and be ready for the Super Bowl. In other words, statistically, the odds were in Gronkowski's favor to be able to play in the Super Bowl.
Do you have a sense of how players feel about the concussion protocol?
Yeah, I talked to two players who went through the protocol this year. One was Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola, and the other was Philadelphia Eagles tight end Zach Ertz. Now, you have to recognize that recovery is very specific to the individual. Each player progresses at his own rate. But Amendola said that he felt confident coming back from his concussion, and then he talked generally about concussions in football.
I understand that they're a part of the game. I think the NFL does a pretty good job of, you know, controlling that. And it's come a long way just in the past 5 years. So, you know, safety is huge in our game with how violent it really is. And it's also important to keep guys safe in the long run.
And Ertz's assessment of the concussion protocol was similar. And he added that he felt the Eagles really erred on the side of his personal safety and didn't rush him back. But as Cantu told me, the NFL's protocol isn't perfect. He also said it's really, really difficult to make a diagnosis in real time on the field, and he would like to see the period to diagnose players lengthened.
WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer speaking to us from St. Paul, Minnesota. Shira, thanks.
Thanks for having me.